Beer is an alcoholic beverage, and it is often used as a traditional refreshment. Some drink it cold, and others like it warmer, but the taste of beer is unique in its various flavors. In the following walkthrough, you will hear about Canterbury's beer and the spots where to find it. This walkthrough, which is about 1 mile in length, goes through the inner city of Canterbury. If you like beer, you will definitely like this walkthrough. If you do not like beer, you will still hear interesting and historical facts and rules about beer in Canterbury. This is the perfect walkthrough for thirsty people and for people who love beer as much as I do. Starting from Canterbury College and walking towards the inner city, there's a grocery store on Lower Chantry Lane called Waitrose, which sells English beer and cider such as Fool's London Pride Premium Ale, as well as foreign beer from Spain, USA, Ireland, Dutch and Germany such as San Miguel, Dutchy Originals from Waitrose, Organic Golden Ale and Erdinger. So you can get a great variety of international beer and cider for a decent price. Next stop, following Lower Chantry Lane to north, making a turn to the left into Ivy Lane, you will find a great pub and restaurant called The Two Sawyers on the left-hand side. This pub is well known by students and tourists for its great food, tasty drinks and free internet access inside the pub. Moreover, the pub offers a beer garden, which is perfect to spend time on a warm summer day. The connection of modern convenience and historical charm really makes this pub unique. When leaving the Two Sawyers, you want to go to a street located on the opposite side of the pub, called Love Lane. Following this street, it will lead you to a restaurant called Royal Inn. This place is perfect to gather strength with some food and whoever needs it some sleep for the trip to the next pub, which will be the Thomas in Galsby. To get there, you will have to make a turn to the left into Church Street, St. Paul's. After crossing Lowes Bridge Street, you will get into Burgate. Follow the street until you get to St. Thomas RC Church. The pub you want to visit is right across the church on the opposite side of the Burgate. The Thomas in Galsby offers a great variety of craft beers and ciders, ales, as well as lagers and hooches and spirits. An awesome experience of world's number one beers, as well as lesser known local specialties and award winners. After leaving the Thomas in Galsby, follow Burgate northwest until you arrive at a small marketplace. There you will find lots of stores like hotels, tourist stores and the pub called the Old Butter Market. It is a rather expensive restaurant, but it is good to fill up with energy for the last walk to the Foundry Brew Pub. It is possible to eat and drink outside, and it is perfect to lay back and enjoy the fresh air and the sight of the historical city buildings. On the way to our last stop, you should be familiar with some basic rules in England concerning drinking alcohol. Drinking under the age of 18 is not allowed. Drinking in public is allowed, however, open alcoholic containers are forbidden in public transportation such as buses, trains, trams, and so on. A violation of these rules can lead to a maximum fine of £5,000 or 10 years of prison. When leaving the Old Butter Market, continue to go to Burgate and make a turn to the left on the first intersection to Mercery Lane. Then on the next intersection, make a turn to the right and you will come across two banks. This is perfect to fill up your money for the final run to the Foundry Brew Pub. Continue to follow High Street and make a turn to the left to White Horse Lane. This is the street the trip ends. Follow that street until you get to the Foundry Brew Pub, which is located at the left-hand side of the street. The brewery, restaurant and bar offers everything a traveler needs. A good drink and a chair might be sufficient for some. Others prefer a hot meal, and someone to have a conversation with. The bartender has plenty of that and is happy to share stories with you. The foundry, opened on June 2011, is inside of the cathedral and includes a 4-barrel brewery, a part of its restaurant and bar. It offers beer from malt, hops, and other special ingredients, such as Grumpkin beer, which is made by pumpkin, nutmeg, cloves, and cinnamon, or the Christmas pudding ale, which ingredients remind one more of Christmas. Almost all sorts of beer or ales are available as bottles to take away as a gift, for instance, or directly drawn to enjoy at the cozy place. The prices are decent, starting at £1.75 for regular Canterbury Lager, or about £90 for a whole case of Itzamna and Wee Heavy beer. If you're not a fan of beer, you can enjoy your meal with a soft drink or wine as well. When you decide to walk back, please take in mind that it might be dangerous to walk home all drunk, and it is not recommended. I would rather take a cab or take the bus. However, the next bus station is about half a mile away and covers almost half of the way back to the college. It might be a good idea to have some fresh air and recover there, but consider that the drunk person can be a hazard for others. Sharing a cab might be a cheap and safe option and is highly recommended. Now you have an impression of what the inner city of Canterbury looks like, feels like, and tastes like. You can decide which place you like the most and where to stay the rest of the day. I hope you enjoyed the beer trip through Canterbury, and hopefully it was as much fun for you as it was for me. Cheers and goodbye.